Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going down, everybody? Welcome back to the Millionaire Mindcast, a show that focuses on all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you increase your income, impact, and influence in whatever space it is that you're playing in, right? Everybody's got a different industry, a different passion, a different, you know, purpose, and yet there is a common thread. There are certain, you know, characteristics, disciplines, you know, experiences that I think we can all share and learn from, and that all successful people embody. A lot of that obviously starts with mindset, but there's a lot of other things along the way that, you know, are clues or cues that we can pick and pull from to empower us on our own journey of creating whatever definition or life by design that it is that we're going after, whatever it is that we're chasing. So as always, I'm your host, Matty A. It's great to be here with you for another Millionaire Monday. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. You know, if you're a returning listener, big ups, big props. Love you for coming back and always continuing to expand your wealth, your knowledge, your focus, your grind. And if you're new, I don't know how you found the show, but I want to thank you for tuning in today, because I have an awesome guest for you guys. But before we dive into who that guest is, I always love to offer a free piece of value. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Top 50 Millionaire Recommended Reads. It's basically just a book list that I've compiled from all of the books that have been recommended by our millionaire guests, books that I have read. And these are all books that have empowered me and obviously our guests to, you know, take their life, their knowledge, their skills, whatever it may be, to the next level. So you can get that book list for free. All you got to do is text Millionaire Books. It's one word, no spaces, to 44222. That's Millionaire Books, one word, no spaces, to 44222. It'll ask you for your email address and it'll shoot you over the PDF right away. So if you're looking for some new reading material to expand your knowledge, to take your life to the next level, I got the books for you. All right, so today's guest is a buddy of mine. It's a mentor of mine who's become, you know, a best friend, someone that I look up to in many different areas of life, of being a father, of being a husband, of, you know, just being a great business owner. But this dude is a badass. He's got many different businesses. He kind of has the ultimate Warren Buffett model. So this is somebody who plays in the real estate space, but I want to preface that what we talk about today is not really real estate related at all. It's very business and entrepreneurial oriented. It's very personal development, you know, heavy. And it's funny because Mr. Jeff Cohn, his focus, he's like a walking, talking personal development. He's got a book and a quote for practically everything. So you guys are going to get plenty of stuff there. So if you want some new quotes, if you want some new books to read, be sure to have your notepad, you know, handy and ready to take notes. But we just talked, Jeff is a serial entrepreneur. And the dude is all about growing things, and real estate just happened to be the space that he found he could, you know, basically create his ideal garden, planting all these different seeds in his garden and cultivating and growing those into very profitable, very successful, and very cohesive businesses that all support and cross-pollinate and do all this great stuff. So you're gonna learn about his business model today, but Jeff Cohn is based out of Nebraska. He is the top real estate team in the entire state. But in addition to that, like I said, he has a ton of different businesses, and he's very, very training focused, very educational focused in how he empowers his people. And obviously now he expanded out into sharing all the tools and resources that he uses to scale his business with other people. So you're going to learn a little bit about that today. But we talked a lot about, you know, first and foremost, being a parent and, you know, what it's like to, you know, grind your way to success, but most importantly, to do it where you're not sacrificing, you know, the time and the presence and the purposefulness of being a great husband, or if you're, you know, a woman, being a great wife, right? And still having all these goals and aspirations, but not feeling guilty about it, but also being intentional about how you time block and kind of organize the focus and when you put time and energy into those spaces. We talked a lot about mirroring and modeling, how to connect with influencers. Jeff might be one of the best people. The dude literally Well, I didn't even want to spoil it for you guys. So you're gonna have to listen to the interview because this guy is a connector at the highest of levels. His network is stupid. And he literally shares exactly how he does it and why he does it that specific way. Also his mindset around what keeps him hungry and what keeps him growing. And I found that just to be a very, not only humbling answer, but also an inspiring answer that kind of kept me, you know, fired up about what I was doing and why I was doing it. He talks about how to 10X your goals and your vision and your life, and not how to be so entrepreneurial, right? I think a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, we get busy, we mistake movement for achievement, and we, you know, think the word entrepreneur is sexy because of the freedom and flexibility, but at the end of the day, you just own a job, but you're just working for yourself, but you're still under the same pressure and stress and the grind. And so he talks about how you can be more purposeful and how you can really, what he shares is he's making over $1 million in his real estate business by only working there one day a week, right? How the hell do you do that? Well, he talks exactly how he shares exactly how he's been able to do that and how that's given him more time and freedom to go and create some of these other businesses. So real cool stuff there. Biggest regret that he has in life. I thought that was an interesting conversation, and I actually, you know, related and resonated to some of that. How to become a better leader and manager, you know, the list goes on and on. So with that being said, I don't want to waste any more time. Jeff is not only hilarious, we talk a little trash to each other. We have some fun in this interview. It's a high energy, high impact, and really educational conversation. So I'm excited for you guys to dive in. Let's not waste any more time. Mr. Jeff Cohn, right after these messages.
One of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs and small businesses make, not staying on top of their finances and accounting. Can you relate? Well, thanks to FreshBooks, this part of your business doesn't have to be a thorn in your side any longer. I think we can all agree, the working world has changed, and with the growth of the internet and today's new business landscape, more and more people are going into business for themselves, becoming small business owners and entrepreneurs. And FreshBooks is a premier accounting software that will simplify and organize all of these needs for you. FreshBooks and their all new version of their cloud accounting software has been redesigned from the ground up and custom built for entrepreneurs and business owners just like you and I. It's ridiculously easy to use, and it's also packed with powerful features that make it so you no longer need to be a CPA or a financial guru to stay on top of your numbers. Whether you want to create and send professional looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, set up online payments to get paid from your clients faster, tracking client invoices and accounting, the list goes on. FreshBooks has your name all over it. And the great thing is they're gracious enough to offer a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all my listeners. So go ahead and claim it. Just go to freshbooks.com/mindcast and enter Millionaire Mindcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Have you been wanting to get a mentor but don't know where to start or how to find one? Then come check out the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind. 5 years ago, I was in the exact same boat. I wanted to take my life and my business to that next level, but the challenge was I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to be able to do that. Then one day, someone started telling me that if I wanted to accelerate my success, I needed to get a mentor. Well, fast forward to today, I've had many world-class mentors who have played a major role in my success and development over the years. Not only did my mentors help me hit my goals faster, they shared resources with me that I didn't have access to at the time. They helped me avoid the mistakes I most likely would have made without their guidance. They allowed me to tap into their network and build relationships with people that would have most likely taken years to develop. But most importantly, they inspired me to think bigger, get clearer, and held me accountable to taking action. Like Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you want to become a millionaire, then start surrounding yourself with other millionaires, right? If you want to have a successful business, surround yourself with other successful business owners that you can learn from. Whatever it is that you desire out of life, surrounding yourself with the right network of people who have the resources and experience that you lack at that time will be critical to your success. But here's the challenge. Most people don't know where to find a mentor or how to even gain access to them. Well, with the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind, that's no longer a challenge you have to worry about. Learn more at www.millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. That's millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. Now back to the show.
Oh man, we are in for a treat today. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get a word in because this guy loves to talk.
That is true.
See, he's already interrupted me, but I am super excited to be having a great conversation with one of my best buddies, Mr. Jeff Cohn. What's going on, brother?
Maddie, what's up, buddy? Hey, super pumped for this. I don't know if you remember, just 12 months ago, I was up in hanging with you in Sacramento, checking out your amazing workshop that you offered to us. And our flipping business has surely taken off. I know we're going to talk about a couple different businesses today, but that flipping information you were able to share with us was amazing. And we've had a lot of success with it, man.
Dude, well, I always love hearing that. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why I was inspired to share the six-figure flipper and the course and the workshop and all that stuff was because of you. So I know we're going to dive into some of that today. But For those that don't know, Mr. Jeff Cohn, I don't even know where to start. I mean, the list is too long. But you obviously heard his intro before the show started. But, you know, I think the number one thing that a lot of people, you know, kind of connect Jeff with is he's the number one team leader in Nebraska. He's a badass real estate agent. Really, he just runs a massive team now. He was an agent, worked himself into being this powerhouse juggernaut that, you know, has sold over 700 homes in 2017. And the crazy thing is he's going to net over $1.2 million doing it one day a week. And now if you're not a realtor, you might be saying, I don't know what that means or how awesome or challenging that is. And I will say that that puts him in the 0.000, you know, top 1% of the entire country. But here's the thing about Jeff is he is an amazing entrepreneur. He's an amazing leader. And he is probably, in my opinion, one of the best team builders and trainers in the entire country, aside from just the real estate industry. So we got an exciting conversation coming up here. And I just want to hear, buddy, how you doing? What's going on?
Have you ever heard of under promise and over deliver? you sure set me up here, Matt. So I got to deliver some big information. I'm excited because the topics we're going to speak on are not just specific to one industry. It's specific to serial entrepreneurship. And I'm very pumped to talk on that topic. As you know, I have a lot of passion behind it. One thing that's pretty cool about Maddie and I, we got to share 2 weeks together in Vietnam. Not in the 70s, thank God.
This is just a year ago,
right? And it was pretty amazing. We spent a lot of time talking business, talking personal life, workouts, all sorts of stuff. And just to throw some props back at Maddie, he's actually a guy who does a podcast that lives what he teaches. And there's so many people out there that that are phonies, and I won't name names. You guys probably know who they are, that try to create a facade that they're something bigger than what they really are. Maddie is living the dream. He's what he says he is, and he passionately wants to bring value to his audience. So, Maddie, hats off to you, my bald head, shining there for you and all its brilliance.
Jeff, you are the man, dude. And, you know, you're one of those people who obviously kind of planted this bug, you know, a while ago when the first time you and I met, and I was like, man, there's something about this dude that not only is he, you know, super high energy and infectious, but your track record, and I know you're not one to boast, and yet, you know, your track record itself is far, far beyond what I would have ever, you know, even equated to just, hey, how does some real estate agent build this ecosystem of businesses to where not only are you only, you know, essentially working a couple days a week in these businesses, but you have multiple buckets of income that have all been kind of built around your expertise, your space, your industry. So yeah. For those that are interested in not only, you know, creating a more vertical income stream in your industry that you're in, aside from real estate, but how you can capture other potential revenue streams based on your one vertical income pillar that you're showing up on, Jeff Cohn is the man who's done it time and time again. And I'm really excited to dive into this conversation today. But for those that don't know a little bit about, you know, your journey to where you're at today and what your businesses look like, just give us a quick, you know, 2 minutes or less. 2 minutes or less. Okay. I'm being serious there. Okay. I'm going to get the timer out here.
Yeah.
And tell us about, you know, what that looks like and the journey of where you're at right now.
Yeah. So I got an undergrad degree in business, had spent 2 years in Brazil as a missionary, speak fluent Portuguese and Spanish. Interviewed a lot in the medical space thinking I wanted to sell medical supplies because I knew the commissions were so big. decided to go into residential real estate in 2006 when I got my license and had just graduated college, which is unique. A lot of people that get into real estate, it's after another career when they retire. My grandma cried when I told her I was getting into real estate. You remember in 06, the market started going down and like tanked in 08, 09. So my first couple of years is the same story you hear from a lot of people. I had a lot of success doing the same stuff that anyone that's successful does, making calls, reaching out to people on social media, working, being willing to work on my business and in the business. And I was rookie of the year, top agent, individual for about 5 or 6 years. And my best year, my sixth year, I was netting over $300,000. And I was losing out on a lot of life experiences, living, you know, spending time with my children. I have three kids today that are 12, 10, 8 at the time, 6, 4, 2, and wanted to do it a different way. And so instead of just failing forward, I decided I would fail forward eventually, but I wanted to go out and learn from other top teams across the nation how they built and scaled a real estate team, so that the team leader didn't need to be necessary. And you'll see, this is the name of my real estate business. No Jeff Cohn on there. Omaha's Elite Real Estate Group, which was our tagline in the beginning. We were the Cohn Team, Omaha's Elite Real Estate Group. We killed the Cohn Team, became our slogan, and the rest is history. That was 6 years ago. So launched a team in 2011 after mirroring over 50 other teams that we visited. We went into their brick and mortar offices and spent hours with them asking them questions and kind of piecing apart their business. So flash forward, our first year as a team, we did 240 deals. This year, we're going to do over 750, which in the real estate business, that doesn't usually happen in that short amount of time. It takes somebody 30 years to get to the numbers we're at. Right. I focused on three main things, and I've already gone over 2 minutes, but like, watch me go. The first thing was recruiting agents. We retained by offering value, and then we trained them to be the best that they could be. Well, within about 3 years, we were generating enough business that we could start additional businesses that we knew we were able to feed, kind of like their marketing arm. So we started a title company, title and escrow in Nebraska. We don't use attorneys, we use title companies. And then we also started an insurance company. And then we also found a need for calling assistance, virtual assistance to help us scrub our leads, which any industry needs that, right? And so we opened up a call center in the Philippines. We now have over 100 callers through a business I started called thousandcallsaday.com. And so we now get to take advantage at cost, virtual assistants that make calls for us. Well, then I met Maddie, and he teaches me how to do all this flipping and holds and everything in the investment space. And we started using virtual callers. We have 4 full-time virtual callers to help us find investment deals in Omaha, Nebraska. That's where we focus all of our acquisitions. And we're now purchasing about 1 house a month per caller, 4 to 5 houses a month. And we're averaging a $20,000 to $25,000 net per flip. And then we're also acquiring these with no money down, because we found a bank to partner with that doesn't require money down if you can find them at 25% below market or more. So I've built out like a $3 or $4 million multifamily and single family portfolio. We flipped about 30 houses in 2017. Title insurance is running really well. All these agents, real estate agents across the country, saw all this craziness that's going on. And they're like, hey, we want to come visit you. So we started hosting workshops, and we found that there's this huge coaching need. And the flag I'm flying behind me and the website I'm pushing has to do with my coaching business. And we're going to talk about some unconventional ideas we have to provide value with coaching as well. But that's kind of a quick snapshot. About 5 minutes.
This is why I love Jeff Cohn. Just so you guys know, is he does not follow rules. He just threw up the middle finger to my 2 minutes or less comment and went with it anyways. And that's why I love this guy.
I did.
So you talked about some stuff in there though, that I just want to make sure we don't gloss over, because I think it's really important. And there's some things that selfishly I want to circle back to. Mm-hmm. You have 4 kids and
3 kids.
3 kids, and you grind your butt off, and yet you talked about trying to build a business that is around your lifestyle that you wanted, which was being a present father and an active father. Yep. In your kid's life. How are you able to net $1.2 million, run all of these successful, not only successful businesses, but thriving? They're growing every Yep. single year, and still find time to be a present parent Yep. and an intentional dad.
It's easy. Direct reports, talent, leverage. So I found people in any business I chose to go into. Gary Keller, who's a thought leader in the residential real estate space that started a company called Keller Williams, he had mentioned at a convention I went to a couple years ago in Austin, he said a lot of people always focus on the what business to get into, what's going to be most profitable. He switched gears and said, let's focus on the who should I go into business to? Figure out the what later. Find the talent and then figure out what they need to attach to that talent. And so that's what we've done in every business I'm in. I found the what, or sorry, the who, who's the right person, and then what business would make sense for them, so that I didn't have to do everything. Hence the reason I don't have the name of my business, you know, name my name on my business like a lot of people do. I didn't want people asking for me. I had to find a lot of the who's to put with all of these different businesses. And so you have to have systems and a foundation so that you can inspect what you expect. And the challenge with a lot of entrepreneurs is they don't know what they expect, and they become successful without self-actualizing and knowing where that success came from.
So when you started building these companies, I like what you talked about, which was mirroring and modeling. That's one thing that I've really actually taken from you, is you are relentless in your studies of going after the best in the space that are doing what you want to be doing. So
in every area of my life. So who's having the most fun? Who's working out the most? Who's the most spiritual? Who's connected with the earth? You know, it doesn't matter what space. Who has the best marriage? And Maddie saw me, I was struggling in some areas on our trip to Vietnam, and he saw me go up to like all of these really high net worth individuals who I didn't know very well. And we were having some really intimate, deep conversations, hiking through the jungle. But I wanted to learn from the best, like these people that have been through it, you know, my elders, people that have come before me. I feel like those are the best people to look for. So seek knowledge from those that have created it, you know, who have experienced it. You don't need to fail forward and bang your head against the wall
right all
the time.
And now I see a lot of people, though, who they wrap their head around that concept and they go, okay, I'm just going to go to that person and ask, can I pick your brain? Can I take you out to coffee? Mm-hmm. Now, that isn't always, as we know, the best approach, nor is it the most, you know, exciting ask that you get when you get hundreds and thousands of people that are constantly coming to you, someone they look at as a success, you know, role model, or, you know, individual that they can kind of trail behind.
Right.
What is it that you do that allows you to get in the inner circles or in the inner conversations with these players to extract those success clues?
Yeah, it's the whole game of, I know this person who said I should reach out to you. So you want to have connectors. And so if you have a person that says, oh, Jimmy, you should meet so-and-so, they're going to really help you in your business. Well, now you say, are you okay if I use your name when I reach out to so-and-so? And so then you're going to reach out to so-and-so and you're going to reference the person that had brought up so-and-so. And that, I think, plays a huge role in being able to piece together. A great book in the residential space that applies to any industry is Seven Levels of Communication by Michael Mayer, who teaches how to have these networking conversations. So my super connector with the real estate agents was the CRM, the client relationship management software that I use, called Boomtown. So I went to Boomtown and said, hey, give me the list of your top 50 Boomtowners. And at the time they had a couple hundred clients. Now they're over 2,500 clients. So they got permission and gave me the list. And I just went down the list. Hi, I'm Jeff Cohn. I just started a team. I heard you're the best on Boomtown. I mean, everyone wants to hear that you heard they're the best, right?
A little fluff.
Right. And I was wondering if I could come to your brick and mortar and visit. And this is like all over the country. I'm flying out of Omaha, renting cars, hitting like 6 states in 7 days. And it's just like crash course. And everyone's like, well, dude, we can like do a video conference. Like, you don't need to drive out here. I was like, no, I want to come out. I want to fly out. I want to check it out. You learn so much more about passion, practicality, office culture, being on the ground, boots in the ground, in the office. And that was, dude, invaluable to have that experience. And I haven't quit. You know, anywhere I go, anytime I travel, even for pleasure, I try to visit with a top agent I now know and am connected to a lot of people in my industry. And I'm still trying to learn. I've never arrived. The moment you've arrived, you haven't. So I try to take the mindset of constantly learning, constantly growing, and not just in business, but in all areas of my life.
Well, I would say you are somebody that walks that on a daily, hourly, monthly basis, and you have a whole hell of a lot of fun while you do it, which I think is why people enjoy being around you. You know, it's interesting. I've been this is kind of a random thought that came into my head, but someone asked me a question the other day, like, "What do you think one of your superpowers is?" And I always say, like, "Oh, I'm a connector," and I think about it, like, I'm a connector, right? And then someone else said to me, "Well, I think you're just a really likable person." And I was like, I almost was like a little offended at first. I was like, well, what does that mean? You know, I guess it's a good thing, but is that really a superpower? Is that a strength? And, you know, the more I got to talking and thinking about it, I thought about a lot of the mentors that have invited me into their inner circles, or the, you know, the people that I enjoy investing in are usually the people that I like being around. They're the people that I just enjoy spending time with. And I found that that was something that I thought about you and some of the other people that I really enjoy spending time with. It's just they're likable people. And then obviously after being likable, they show up as a badass. They play full out. They constantly look to add value and learn. Yeah. So, you know,
it's hard to learn from someone if they're not likable. And we were talking about this a little bit off air. Somebody that's just simply doesn't have the really outgoing personality has a lot of content to provide, but they're not fun to be around. I think that it's a challenge. You have to work even harder
yeah.
to try to learn from those individuals. You know, a great book that speaks to this is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And, you know, it teaches in that book the best number one word we all like to hear is our own name. And the best conversationalists are the ones that don't speak. These are all quotes that you can use, but it's true. You know, in all of my experience, I love talking. I'll be the first to admit it. I love it. But I am good at listening when I need to. And I think that's a sign of a true entrepreneur.
Mm, great point. So now as you first started out in being a realtor and growing and scaling your team, you know, first and foremost, what was it that kind of ignited the fire of going, hey, entrepreneurship, but I think real estate specifically when you got out of college, when you made mm-hmm. your poor grandma cry?
So, you know, it's interesting. I know, poor lady. She's still alive. We actually hung out with her on Sunday, which was awesome. You know, I did the exact same strategy where I went out and interviewed 50 people, but instead of interviewing top realtors or top real estate teams, I interviewed people I had a lot of respect for that lived in and around the Omaha area, who I had always looked up to as a young man and thought, wow, if my life was like theirs, it would be a success. And I thought right out of college, it was actually 6 months before I graduated, I invited about 25 of these individuals to lunch and I paid for it. And I did it intentionally 2 to 3 times a week. And I picked their brains. I called it an informational interview. And I tried to find out what choices they had made in their lives to lead them to where they were today, which was the ages were like 45 to 70. And they were people that I thought were successful, not just monetarily, but in all the other areas of their lives. And it was so neat to see the pattern. You know, I reference Hal Elrod's book, Miracle Morning, where he talks about the top things that successful people do. And I think about a lot of other books I've listened to or watched on video talking about the top unique traits of a successful person. And these people all shared their advice with me as if they were in my shoes, what they would do. And they took me on as a son in the conversation that we had. And everyone said to me, knowing who I was, don't work for someone, work on your own. Mm. So right away, that eliminated a lot of job opportunities. I got to start a business, right?
Yep.
And then a lot of people felt like I would be very, very well served in this space where I was talking, where I was engaging people face to face, not as much the business to business world, but servicing a client, like in what we're in the real estate world is customer service. So I allowed these informational interviews to help kind of shape my decision of what type of career path I wanted to take. And it was a huge experiment. I mean, I had no idea. Most people in real estate, for your listeners to hear this, only 19 out of 20 people that get their real estate license still have it in the first 24 months. 19 out of 20 people don't make it. And I bet if you looked at the age demographic, you look at a 23 or 24 year old, it's probably even worse odds to make it in the real estate business. Who's going to work with I lived in an apartment my first 12 months and sold 60 houses. So people were listing their homes. I'd never even bought a home. It feels pretty hypocritical. But I was great with technology and I was outgoing and I had a big sphere of influence that I could engage with. So it's a long answer for you, but I think that having that mindset that I didn't need to make the decision for myself, I'd allow others to help me shape that decision based on the life I wanted to live in and lead, it really helped me focus in and decide on real estate.
So when did things start to kind of click and go, man, like I can really take, there is no limit on this. Like I'm kind of in my groove now yeah. and you were making some money, right? But when was it like, all right, I'm going to take this big. I'm going to grow this into something that I didn't think was necessarily on the radar the right. first few years. And now, you know, that 300,000 turns into 1.2, but you're only working one day a week in the yeah. business. When did that
yeah.
kind of mindset
That's a great question. And there's like obviously tiers, right? So
yeah.
my first commission check blew my mind. Like I think I made like $7,000 in one sale. I don't know, my first deal.
I'm rich, baby.
Right? I'm like, dude, $7,000 in one deal. This is exciting. My first year, I made $96,000 net. Most of my friends out of college with an undergrad in Omaha were earning around $40,000 or $50,000. So that was an aha that, wow, I think real estate's going to really work. But the moment where I thought this could get silly, like the win the lottery silly, which is where I would say I am today, was when I knew I could quit selling real estate because the income I was able to generate off the team I had built was making me more money than I had ever generated on my own. And I had clarity of what I needed to train others on to help them be successful so that I could be successful. And I had clarity on the type of agent that I wanted to associate with to help propel my business to that successful point. And I had clarity on what type of value I wanted to offer my agents to help their businesses grow. And once I had clarity around those three things, I quit selling real estate in 2014. So I haven't sold a house for almost 4 years. And I was like, holy cow, this is crazy. I could not sell real estate, but still be getting awards for selling the most homes. And I tell people every time I get an award, I'm like, I haven't sold anything. I don't get any of the credit. Culturally, I give it all to my team. They earned it. They're probably watching this right now. And I'm intentional to say, I don't do the day-to-day grind that agents have to do. It's a really hard job, just like anybody that's in the trenches.
So, you know, oftentimes, so you kind of shifted from being, because here's something that I see a lot of people do is they think because they're an entrepreneur, they're going into this sexy space of entrepreneurship that, you know, the sky is the limit and everything's just going to fall in line and nobody's going to tell them what to do. And the hard reality is entrepreneurship is fucking hard.
Lonely space, baby. You're all alone.
It is tough, right? And the
you know who cares the most about your success when you're an entrepreneur is you. And every other job you ever have, it's your boss that cares because they're going to get in trouble or lose money if you don't produce. But when you're by yourself, you're the only one that cares. Your spouse is probably in the corner caring as well.
Yeah, right. And you don't. And it's a light switch that honestly can never get turned off, in my opinion, because you wake up thinking about your business, your employees, your customers, your clients, your products, your services. You go to sleep, right? You take it everywhere you go. So this isn't a check in at 9, check out at 5 kind of deal. Yep. This is something where you eat, sleep, and breathe it all day long, every single day. And oftentimes, and I hate this, to see so many people who continue to own a job for the rest of their life. They just work for themselves, but they still own a job. Yep. And probably most times, yeah, I remember David Osborne asking this question is, you know, if somebody were to come into your business as the CEO of your business, would they promote you, demote you, or fire you? And most entrepreneurs, if you were to go into their business and look at how they're running their business, performing in their business, they probably get demoted or fired. But you are somebody that I've seen take frameworks and strategies and disciplines and habits and shift those into your employees and the way you run your business. So you're really running it like an organization. What have you seen, you know, become the most important things looking back now that you've implemented in your businesses or in yourself of how you run your businesses in order for them to thrive and continue to grow the way they have?
So there's a lot and there's a lot there. And thank you for bringing all of this up and giving me so many kudos for what we've accomplished. I think that the piece that has set me apart and sets any entrepreneur apart is when you spend your own money to accomplish something that you don't know is going to happen. So you have a belief system that if I spend $1, it's going to net me $2, but it's going to take me a year for that to take place. Most people that get stuck in that job within their company, even if they're the owner, they get stuck because they're not willing to spend the dollar and take a risk. And it's cool. I'm reading this book right now by Tony Robbins, and you may have read it. It's called Unshakable. And Tony talks about how billionaires, oftentimes we think they take these huge risks and these big investments, but they're always hedging their bet. And there's always another side of it that you don't know about. So just in case the bet fails, they're going to win somewhere else. And so that's how I have always looked at my investments. I've done the research to know it should work because it worked for everybody else, but I'm able to get out of it as quick as possible if it doesn't work. And then I chalk up the loss of monetary investment to a learning experience. So I no longer need to wonder, is it going to work or is it isn't, or is it not? My biggest regret in life would be if I didn't try it. And there's a great book, if you haven't read it, The 5 Regrets of the Dying. And you'll hear me rattle off all these books today. That's a big part of my learning and growth too, is reading. And this book, 5 Regrets of the Dying, one of the regrets that people have, one of the main regrets is not living and leading the life of their dreams, but living the life that other people dreamt for them. So people are listening to this today probably thinking, man, I always have wanted to do ABC. Well, just do it. Like, there's no better time than now. That's such a cliche. People say, oh, the market's too hot. It's too slow. It's too cold outside. You're in the wrong location. Come on, just do it. You'll figure out a way. Serial entrepreneurs figure out a way to be successful. So the biggest thing for me was just taking the risks and moving forward. Other pieces we've talked on is finding talent, the people that would help build it with me. Accountability has played a major part in residential real estate. Real estate's this space where real estate agents are 1099. They're not employees, so I can't tell them how to work and how to operate on the day-to-day. However, I can hold them accountable to goals they set, especially when they give me permission to do so. Mm-hmm. And so from the beginning, agents would set goals determined by them, and they'd be like outbound call goals or face-to-face appointment goals. And then we'd meet on a weekly basis, and I'd hold them accountable to those goals. And then we'd offer training to teach them how to be successful at making the call or doing the functional work that they need to do to be successful. And so having all of that put together, where it's an accountability meeting, it's goal setting, it's training, you put that together, you're gonna have a lot of success in any industry that you're in.
Now, you know, you don't just put a chip in your brain and go, okay, I'm going to shift from being a realtor to being a business owner. Now I'm, you know, a leader like Tony Robbins. I am an investor like Warren Buffett. I'm a, you know, like, what were the challenges of going from an operator in your business to being a leader and a manager in your business? Because oftentimes, you know, there's the rainmakers in their entrepreneurial space, and then you get them into scale mode, which is through people and through systems, and then they don't know what to do, or they have some major, shortcomings.
So most of the listeners on of your podcast have probably heard of, or at least watched, Undercover Boss. One of the things that's so cool about that show is it takes people that are CEOs and owners and board of directors, and they go to the bottom line, and they learn from the ground up how their business operates and actually get to feel what their people go through. Being an agent, an individual single agent, living in a studio apartment with a one-year-old baby just recently married at the bottom of the totem pole, and then slowly building up to, wow, I have 50 clients, and then, wow, I hired a transaction coordinator. I always wanted to continue to grow. So my dysfunction, and the lame answer if I was ever in a corporate interview, which I never have been, is one of my weaknesses is that I'm never okay with the status quo, but I'm always grateful for it. And there's a big difference. So I challenge everyone in my world to be grateful for where they are and what they have, but always strive for more. Gary Keller's book, Millionaire Real Estate Agent, says, it's not about the money, it's about being the best that we can be. Everyone was created for a reason. A lot of us know the reason. For those that don't, just keep pushing and you'll find it. And for me, it was just never enough. So I found that the person I needed to hire was the person that would fix the biggest pain point I was experiencing at the time in the business that I was leading. So for example, paperwork in real estate takes an agent about half their time if they're doing 50 deals a year. So half of their time is spent doing paperwork. So of course, if I could spend $30,000 and that was going to make me $31,000, I'd hire somebody to do my paperwork for me. So my first year, I hired a transaction coordinator. 4 years later, when I'm making over $300,000, I'm like, what's the next hire to help me build my business? And it was a marketing director running all my marketing campaigns. And then quickly, I discovered I was still spending 50 hours servicing clients. I'm like, I need to not do that anymore. Why am I servicing clients? I should have other people service the clients. I can train them how to do it. I've become an expert. And so that's where we decided we're going to start a real estate team. And in 3 months, I hired 6 agents, started generating internet leads. And in year one, we went from doing 80 real estate transactions to 240, which I don't care if you're in the real estate space, that's 350% growth. I went from making $300 a year to $500,000 a year that following year. And at the point where I saw that my team could net me the same that I netted my best year, I knew I would be able to quit selling altogether and focus on my business and stop working in my business. And people talk about me working an hour a week on Omaha's Elite, which is true. But of course, I spend a lot of other time doing a lot of other businesses. And
right.
I'm not lazy. I'm not having fun if I'm not engaged in working hard and building something. So there's always a new project that I'm working on.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what were some of those things that you needed to work on your business now that you weren't in it, right? Because oftentimes I think of, how do you scale? You scale through people, you scale through systems. So what were some of the most important, vital ingredients for you to scale your business and obviously leading into those other opportunities?
I have heard a quote before, Maddie, that said, what got you to where you are today will not necessarily be the thing that's going to get you to where you want to go tomorrow. And a great book that speaks that's as simple as Who Moved the Cheese? Which is a story about mice eating a chunk of cheese, and the cheese goes away, everyone eats it. And some of the mice keep showing up to the same spot thinking there's going to be a big chunk of cheese there, which is so simple. And it's like juvenile, the analogy, but there's right. So many businesses in the space. Look at Blockbuster Video. The cheese moved, guys. They could have beat Netflix to the punch if they had started a blockbuster.com where you stream video content. What were they thinking? Like, it's shocking. It's this huge industry that didn't prepare for that. And they were too late to the game and they lost. So In my world, a lot of it's been systems. And so something, the topics I speak to often is culture, lead gen, lead conversion, accountability, and different processes and strategies to zero base things like marketing expenses and admin expenses. And in my space, there are strategies around being able to do that. But process management, where we know that for a transaction to go together, A through Z has to take place. And then we have to have a person to manage that and make sure that that happens, and another person to train to that, and another person to make sure all the widgets are working on the back end. And I have done all the jobs at some point. I've been in all, and you don't have to do this in every industry, but I did in real estate, and there's probably a mistake maybe in some ways. And in others, it's helped me to be now a thought leader in the industry and be successful with my flagship team here in Omaha. But having that process and that expectation for every role within the organization has made us unique and has given us the ability to continue to grow.
You know, and it's something that I see most business owners neglect. One, until it's too late, or just they never, ever get around to it. And they're constantly, you know, flying by the seat of their pants or following the true North Star, but there's really no purpose behind what they're doing. Yeah. And, you know, I just want people to wrap their head around how long and how unsexy is it sometimes when you have to dive in and build systems?
So unsexy, man. Like me and my operations manager, Kevin, who helped me build out Omaha's Elite Real Estate Group, we had so many nights, it's the cliche, but like 1 a.m, 3 a.m. nights where we were building out drip campaigns, email drip campaigns. And it was fun, right? Like looking back, those are the years that you like, when you have the most pain, those are the things that help you grow. It's the things you remember. But at the time, I'd go home and be like, what was I doing? Like I worked and sold all day, put out fires in the afternoon, did some paperwork, then worked on drip campaigns. Like, and this is the difference between a successful serial entrepreneur and someone that works an 8-to-5. Like you pointed out, when you get home, you can have dinner with the family, hug and kiss your kids goodnight, but you're never done working. Even if you're spending your time meditating or thinking about your business, that still qualifies. That's sometimes the best work that you can do. But I don't put my phone down. I'll pick it up at 9 o'clock. And instead of watching a 2-hour series, which I do sometimes as well on TV, but sometimes I say, you know what? I'm not going to watch TV. I want to spend 2 hours looking at my website and seeing what needs to be changed. I care intimately about all of the businesses that I own. And I've started to care more, not because of the money that they can create for me or the growth that they might continue to experience, but because of the people that are affected if the business doesn't make it. I have I care a lot about the families that are affected that work for the company and the clients that the company's serving. It becomes so much bigger. And sometimes people can't identify that when they feel the pressure and the stress when stuff's not going well. I think oftentimes it's because they're letting their clients down and they haven't identified it that way. They think it's tied to the money. It's not the money. It's the people that are becoming disappointed because of the business you failed to build the right way.
Dude, that's powerful. And that might be a harsh reality for some people to actually face, you know, facts that they're not showing up the way they need to be showing up. And therefore, that's why your business is failing.
Yeah. And so I've always said with my real estate business that I have two customers I serve. Number one is the agents that work with our team. Number two are the clients they provide a customer service solution to. And I need to make sure that my company is doing its very best to serve the agent and serve the consumer that the agent's working with.
So as you continue to not only grow, obviously, for the expansion of wealth, you're telling me, you know, a lot of it has shifted towards growing due to the people that you have an obligation to serve and to impact their lives.
That's where the value comes from. When you get to $1 million a year, the value, the money's awesome. Like, what's it going to get me? A bigger house, a nicer car? Like, it comes to a point where the security's built in. I could retire today if I wanted to, but that's not what's going to bring happiness to me. What brings true happiness and passion, this podcast brings me passion. I love being able to share, and I hope that, you know, people get one idea off one podcast could truly change their life. And we always want to hear those success stories, right, Maddie?
Yep.
But the other thing is watching people's lives change on my real estate team or in my title company or a virtual assistant, I'll get emails every day, and this is what fuels my fire. And they'll say, Jeff, I didn't believe it. When I joined your team, you said 50 leads a month. You know, everyone says that, no one ever does it. You actually did more than that. My family went from making $27,000 a year. This year, we're going to make over $200,000. We're living and leading the life we never dreamed of. And they're having the same experience I had when I first started having success in real estate. Dude, there's nothing better than that. Like, the money I make off that agent is nothing. Like, if the money doesn't matter at a certain point, it needs to be there because it's what fuels the company. Pays my mortgage too.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's not what makes me happy. It's not what gets me jacked and gives me the passion that I have in all of my businesses.
So as you're companies continue to grow and expand, what is required of Jeff Cohn?
Yeah, I feel like in all of the businesses, you know, you've heard Chief Visionary Officer, Rocket Fuel talks about the visionary as the CEO and everyone else is the implementer. I want to do the things that I enjoy doing. So I put myself in the place to do the things that excite me and give me passion. A podcast is one of those things. I also have a podcast we hosted, Maddie, a couple weeks ago. It's called the Team Building Podcast. It's geared towards residential agents wanting to build and scale real estate teams. But I also want to be the thought leader for all of my businesses. So right now I meet with all direct reports every single week. Monday's the main one-on-one day. We call them one-on-ones. Even if I'm traveling, I still try to do those virtually. I don't have to, but I enjoy doing it, so I do it. And I hold people accountable to the different metrics that we place in the business that we know are necessary and need are relevant. I enjoy masterminding with top minds in the in all industries, just like you, and learn from the best and get to spend time with them. And I enjoy having fun. So we're always looking for like the next adventure, like Vietnam. I've had a lot of those even between Vietnam and now.
Where are we going this year?
I'm excited about South Africa. I still think I'm making that happen. I almost did that with my wife. I went to Oahu last week with my wife for 7 days for my birthday. We were going to do South Africa, but it was like 30 hours to get there. But I'm in from South Africa, man, if you want to go.
Dude, count me in. We missed last year's trip, so let's make it up.
We'll just take Pat's trip, dude. Let's just do it.
Just take the itinerary, say Pat Hyben sent us over there, and we'll call it a day. They might actually not let us get on the trip because we refer Pat Hyben's name.
Probably, though, yeah. That didn't go well.
Oh, yeah, you guys can't go on the trip. Sorry. Hey, right. Quick side note for you guys. My man, you guys think Jeff Cohn is a badass in business and entrepreneurship and real estate, you need to check out his dancing skills.
Oh, don't do this.
This
don't
dude
you go there.
A bunch of money for what was the cause?
Sunshine Kids and Angels Among Us.
And not only did he get out there and crush his dance, he won Dancing with the Stars. Was it Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
Dancing it was. With the local stars, right?
It was Omaha, Nebraska's version. There were like 4,000 people, not hundreds of thousands.
Hey, dude, that's still awesome. If you want to see...
If you want to see a dude
just jamming and killing the game, I'm going to make sure we put a link in the show notes just for Jeff.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're not one to shy away from the limelight, brother. So I figured I'd throw that in there. But you know what? This conversation is just a glimpse into the type of insight and wisdom and energy and fun and, you know, happiness that you get every time you're around Jeff Cohn. So I want to just share for a second, buddy, and just thank you for being in my life because you've, you know, inspired me to think bigger. You've definitely inspired me to act bigger. You are constantly connecting and sharing and adding value. And I think every single person that's around you would say that. So for those that want to, you know, continue the conversation to keep up with what you're doing, I mean, you have some of the top real estate training systems in the entire country, and you guys are doing some exciting stuff, how you're leveraging technology in order to get this out to more people that can't necessarily get in front of you guys. Tell me a little bit more about what those training systems and what that, you know, kind of ecosystem looks like.
Yeah. And if you're not in the real estate space, don't stop listening because this is going to be applicable to you. I'm always looking now at what the future is going to bring and how technology is going to continue putting people out of business, like how it impacted Blockbuster. And there's lots of other examples like it. I'll even take a rabbit or a squirrel real quick and mention I started a committee based on some recommendations I think I got as when I was part of GoBundance, that any smart entrepreneur should put together a committee of Z generation individuals. So we have a committee of 10 high schoolers and college students.
Wow. We
have 5 high school, 5 college. You have to be under 25. You have to at least be 16. And I take them out to a lunch once a month. We're called EZ, which is Elite Z Generation, not to be confused with EZE, which I'm sure Matt listened to a lot in the past. And what we do is we just talk about how we think technology is going to affect us. And they also look at my business in residential real estate and give me recommendations on how to make sure I'm always appealing to the masses, that my messaging is correct, that I'm utilizing social media, that the website's relevant, that I'm training the right way. I mean, it's the whole thing. Even my image, like the flat bill trucker hat.
Oh, you're like, so millennial, bro.
Right, bro? Like I'm so young. I just turned 36 for anyone wondering. So one of the cool things that we just launched is it's called Elite Real Estate Systems, and it's a virtual coaching company for residential agents and team leaders and broker owners in the real estate space. But I would recommend anyone listening that has any type of training that they offer to create a virtual option. And so what we offer is to an individual agent wanting access to all of my team's content, they can pay $17 a month and be live in my office every Wednesday and Friday at 10 o'clock Central and watch and be participating in all of my team agent specific trainings. So think about this, no matter the industry you're in, if you have somebody else in another city or even in the same city, but across the city, and they don't want to physically have to come to the space to be trained, you could create a virtual option. And I'm sure some of you have considered this. It's been working really well for us. We have been broadcasting those to Facebook because there's Facebook Live, of course, but we're now taking it next year to live stream. And you can look into that. It's about $1,000 a month, but it gives us obviously a space where people aren't being distracted on Facebook. It's horrible. And then people can instant message us. But the cool thing is if they miss it, which we all know people are going to miss the trainings, they can also watch all of the recordings. There's an entire library of all the recordings. So the product where it steps up is when you want to become a team lead, like the team I run. We teach team leaders and broker owners as well how to scale their business. That product is $497 a month to have access to that, which in real estate is super inexpensive. Typical coaching and mentorship in real estate is like $2,000 to $3,000 a month. So we're making the cost way smaller. We're doing private podcasts just like this one for those team leaders. And they also can instant message us, and it provides them with a weekly success call where they can do like a face-to-face call via whatever medium they're comfortable with one of our success coaches. So net-net, it's 13 hours of content for $497 a month or 8 hours of content for $17 a month. And anybody can do this. You can go on right now, look up Mevo, M-E-V-O, Matt, can put a redirect link. It's this little camera like a GoPro designed specifically for Facebook Live or for any live conferencing. And so it looks awesome. It's super clear, just like the camera I'm using right now, which is just my Mac. And anybody can be live streaming. You don't need to be a tech whiz to be able to do it.
I love the fact that you guys are always looking for ways to stay ahead of the curve. I mean, I don't know if you guys took that in for a second, but I don't know anybody that's got a Z-Gen mastermind group when they're 36 years old and they're going and hanging out with high schoolers just so they can get insights and clues and cues on maybe what the next big thing is or what they're looking for, why they think the way they do or buy the way they buy or connect the way they connect. And that's just a perfect example of you going out and always looking to get more insight, to stay ahead of the curve, to make sure that you're keeping your company fresh and that you're keeping your content and your ability to connect with the services you provide in the, you know, the easiest way possible. So I just love that. And the fact that you're obviously using and leveraging technology to expand your reach and your impact and your exposure is it's a no-brainer. So yeah. It's a total fit with you, and I just love that. So as we kind of wrap up the interview, I always love to, you know, ask, and you and I have had some very in-depth, intimate conversations around wealth, around finances, around numbers, and sharing a lot of those things. Before I ask you what your definition of wealth is, are you chasing more of a passive income goal these days, being that your net worth is already at a pretty safe spot? Are you chasing a net worth milestone? You know, is there a little ego still involved in what you're doing and why you're doing it? Or tell me a little bit about your money mindset with why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, you know, I'm a high D and I'm going to be transparent on the answer. So this is exciting. I don't think I've been asked this in a long time on a podcast. You know, a big part for me is having freedom. Money leads to freedom, and all of the people within my organizations every year update a vision board, a dream board, where they put images of what freedom means to them. And it comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Sometimes freedom is a trip they get to go on, or they get to skip 3 weeks of work, or they get to buy a house in Hawaii or go on a trip to Hawaii, whatever it might represent to you. For me, I don't know that the number is so important. It does matter to me. 100 million net is my number. But it doesn't matter. So like if I hit 400 million net or $1 billion or 5 million, or I even get poor and don't have anything, it's really about the life I'm leading independent of the money. The money is really a scorecard to make you feel good about yourself. And I always joke about my big ego, and I have one. Everyone that's successful has an ego. And if you don't, you might need more of one to be successful. But at the end of the day, the scorecard isn't as important as the lives that I can shape through the businesses that I own, through the people that I influence. And so that's my scorekeeper. So a wealthy life is how many lives I can touch. There's a person in my world who died in a plane accident, a tragic plane accident about 4 years ago. And he was in his 60s, and his net worth was probably over $100 million. And it was so telling at his funeral. There were about 2,000 or 3,000 people that came. There were lines literally out the building to go see this man. And I'll get choked up sharing the story. But 2 weeks prior to his death, I'm good friends with the family. 2 weeks prior to his death, there was a big football game on, and we're in Nebraska, so it's Husker football, and they've been awful the last 20 years. But I asked my friend where his dad was. I was excited to see his dad at his $3 million dream home. And I was like, where's your dad, dude? Like, here's the Husker game, all his family, all his friends. And his dad had gone to an Eagle Scout Court of Honor to honor a person that he had influenced like 5 or 6 years previous who had invited him to this Eagle Scout thing. And I'm like, I would totally blow that off, dude. Like, football game, family, food, like all the best things. And he's like supporting this kid who isn't even his family or anything. But that's wealth to me. Like, that's the life I want to lead when I look back and people think, well, who is Jeff Cohn? What is Jeff Cohn? What does he represent? I don't want people to think he's this rich person. I want them to think he lived and led a rich life. And for that, the world provided him all the monetary blessings that everybody likes to enjoy. But more so than that, he was able to impact the lives of others.
Well, I would say you're definitely living that out, man, on a much larger scale than you might give yourself credit for. So I want to thank you for joining us today. I always love my conversations with Mr. Jeffrey Cohn. And
absolutely,
for anybody that is, and like I said, not just real estate specific, anybody that is looking to model after a badass entrepreneur who understands leadership, who understands business and the game of business, who understands how to grow and scale through systems and people, Jeff Cohn is somebody that I highly recommend, which I don't throw out these recommendations very lightly. So I highly recommend just keeping up with what he's doing and all the content that he's putting on. And if you want a little jolt of energy and, you know, a smile for the day, you can get it from this dude right here. So Jeff, right. I love you, man. I appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Maddie.
I'm grateful that you're in my world. And thank you for connecting with our Millionaire Mindcast community today.
Yeah, dude. It was a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you, Maddie.
And we'll be sure to link up all of the books, the show notes, you know, the dancing of Jeff, if you want to see that, whatever you guys need, we'll have all that was referenced in the show notes. So until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, Jeff.
Thank you. Cheers.
Well, that does it for today's interview. What'd you guys think of that one, right? Powerhouse guy, powerhouse content. And, you know, one thing that I really appreciated about Jeff is, one, he's just always hungry. He's always learning. He's always having fun. But how cool is it that he does a Gen Z mastermind, that he actually goes out and, you know, seeks out high schoolers to learn what they're thinking and how they connect with brands and companies and why they buy things and why they do what they do. He's always trying to stay ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. He's always trying to figure out where that wave is going to break next so he can paddle out there, get in front of it and ride it all the way in, which I think is such an important, you know, strategy and such an important discipline to have when you are looking to beat your competition, to stand out, to excel beyond what other people are doing, and really just to thrive. You have to constantly be expanding. You have to be, you know, forecasting out into the future to be able to know what that future might look like so you can pull yourself into that future with certain disciplines, habits, and characteristics that you've developed over time. And Jeff's a perfect example of that. So really cool. Loved hearing about kind of his new technology play and the live stream and the training that they're doing. But I mean, come on, anybody that's making over $1 million and working one day a year in one of his businesses, that's something to aspire after, right? That's something to model after. And so if there's one takeaway, if there's one, you know, strategy that you really appreciated or enjoyed, I urge you to, you know, drop a comment below if you're watching this in on YouTube. And if you're not watching this on YouTube, go and subscribe right now, because this is where we post a lot of the video interviews so you can connect with the guests face to face, see their dispositions, you know, get a better sense of their personality. I always like seeing who I'm talking to. So if you're not watching us on YouTube, not only do we have the Millionaire Interviews released weekly every single Monday, but you're going to have all kinds of entrepreneurial content, tutorials, business. Obviously, I have my real estate niche, so there's a lot of real estate investing stuff on there as well. But be sure to subscribe there. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, hit that subscribe button on iTunes, or if you're listening on Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, wherever it may be, feel free to, you know, subscribe so you get all of the updated interviews, and leave us a comment, or maybe share this with somebody that you think might get some great value from it. But overall, just really loved my chat with Jeff. Always love connecting with him, and people like this keep me thinking bigger. I don't know about you guys, but some of the stuff he said today made me feel like, Why am I not playing big enough? Why am I not dreaming big enough? Why am I not executing big enough? There's one thing right there, right? Jeff not only dreams big, the dude executes big, right? And so that's a key part of it. But all the links and resources mentioned in the show are in the show notes and the show description on the website. So be sure to check that out. Those are available to you guys. And if you haven't done so already, don't forget to join us in the free Millionaire in the Making Facebook group on Facebook. Just, you know, search it, add it. Someone in the admin group will add you into the community. And this is where we have all kinds of people continuing the ongoing conversation, right? We don't have these kind of conversations on a daily basis enough. And that was the whole reason why I started this podcast and why I believe it's one of the greatest life hacks out there is these were conversations that were happening, you know, behind closed doors for so many years. Or these are conversations that you had to pay tens of 50 of hundreds of thousands of dollars to get in the room with these kind of players. And now we get to do it for free, right? So be sure to join the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group because we're going to have more conversations and ongoing stuff in that community, a bunch of freebies, a bunch of tools and resources also available on the website, matthaitchison.com or millionaireinthemaking.com. So feel free to check those out. And if you're specifically interested in real estate investing, right, you might be a little bit more open-minded to going, wow, you know, there is a lot of opportunity in this real estate space or real estate investing space. I have the six-figure flipper course and community available and open. Hundreds of students from all around the country creating wealth through real estate, flipping houses, buying rental properties, learning how to find these deals, the great opportunities, how to analyze them, how to underwrite them, how to fund them with none of your own money. Yes, that is a key word there. And how to dispose of them or how to keep them to create more passive income and grow your wealth. So if you want more information on that, feel free to go check out sixfigureflipper.com or text the word six figure flipper, all one word, no spaces, to 44222. So with that being said, it's been great connecting with you guys today. I am fired up. I'm inspired. I hope you are too. And most importantly, whatever it is that you do, take one thing from today's episode and implement it, right? It's one thing to learn all these things and know everything in the world. It's another thing to actually put it into action. And so I urge you to take one takeaway today before you actually take action on it. Post whatever it is in the comment section below and share and get that moving in motion, because clarity results, they don't come from thinking your way to it. They come from acting your way to it. So until next time, remember to keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.